paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Before we get started, I have to tell you that today's show is being brought to you by OrbitNutrition.com. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today. Check out the new Genomics line, Genomics Slinsane, which is an insulin mimetic that will help partition the nutrients you put in your mouth into muscle and not fat. And also Protocol, which is a pre and intra-workout drink that will give you more energy, more strength, so you can train harder and build more muscle. Visit OrbitNutrition.com and let them know Carl sent you. We got a great show for you today. First hour, we're going to be talking with Judith McGeary from the Farm and Ranch Freedom Alliance. Always a pleasure to have Judith on the show because she is such a wealth of knowledge about what's going on the political side of healthy food. And then later in the show, we're going to have professional bodybuilder PJ Braun on telling us about the 80% of what we do outside the gym and how important it is to our gains and muscle growth. I had received a message on Facebook recently about something that happened in Texas. Lo and behold, four people got sick, and they're blaming it on raw milk, and Judith is kind of up on all this. How you doing, Judith?
I'm doing fine, thanks.
Yeah, and you're drinking raw milk, I take it, right?
Absolutely.
You know, I have a half gallon in a cooler right next to my table right now.
I just walk over to the fridge and grab a couple of glasses through the day.
It's so funny. I'm doing a show on raw milk, and I didn't go to the gym today, so I'm eating nothing but hard boiled eggs and raw milk today. I should be fun tonight to be around. Anyway, that's another note. I read this article the other day, and I have it here in front of me, and apparently, four people in Texas became ill. Suspiciously, I use the word suspiciously ill because I'm not convinced that it has anything to do with raw milk. But lo and behold, the people, the powers that be, have blamed it on raw milk. One woman, I want to say her last name was Childs or Chills. I don't know how you would pronounce it. It was 2 months later that this story came forward after she became ill. This whole thing stinks to me, especially because right now, Texas is working very hard to give people better access to raw unpasteurized milk. What's going on?
I think the biggest question is what's going on.
Yeah.
I've tried calling the health department to get information on, you know, the background on these cases and what's been said about them, and I can't get a return phone call. I can't get a return phone call. From what I've read, the interesting thing, or one of the interesting things, was this information, however, despite the fact that we can't get information, apparently the information was released to the Texas Medical Association, which is a private, you know, industry group. It's not a public entity, a government entity. And the TMA released a news release about this the day that the raw milk bill was getting a hearing.
Yeah, that's the part that I got a real kick out of.
And, you know, and based on the news reports, so all I have to go on are the news reports for the health department side of the discussion, the illnesses occurred as far back as November. So they're saying there were four illnesses scattered between November and March, which is a very long time period for four illnesses to be scattered along. And they only came up with a positive pathogen test on the farm in April.
They did come up with one.
They did come up with a positive pathogen test on the farm on, I believe, the first week of April.
But that means that now, correct me if I'm wrong, but the particular farm in question actually tests every batch of their milk.
That's correct. So the farm has a state certified lab on site, and they test all of their milk, every batch, is my understanding. And my understanding also is that since the state got a positive test, the farm has also sent off to independent labs and gotten back negative tests from them. So, you know, what you have is a four-month period, a 4 to 5 month period, where the farm's testing every batch of milk, coming up with negative tests. The state did at least one pathogen test during that time period that came up negative. I don't know if they may have done more, but the state has to test every 3 months. So somewhere in that time period, the state itself also did a pathogen test that came up negative.
Right.
And it was only after all of these, you know, all four illnesses over, you know, 4 to 5 month time period that the state finds a positive pathogen test result.
Yeah, this is so suspicious. You know what else is really suspicious? Some of the statements made by the one woman who was interviewed, Miss Childs, who said that, first of all, if you ingest something that has pathogens in it, typically it causes some degree of gastrointestinal distress. The earliest signs typically and symptoms could be vomiting or diarrhea. I mean, this is pretty well known. Anytime somebody ingests something that the body doesn't like, I find it very, very strange that Miss Childs suffered no gastrointestinal distress, not even anything that would even make her think that she ingested something untoward to her system. But lo and behold, the salmonella was able to pass right into her bloodstream. Now, who told her that? That is not something the average person comes up with. The average person doesn't say, you know, I didn't get sick, so it must have gone right into my bloodstream. Those are the words of a physician in an ER who was trying to, who had raw milk in his left hand and salmonella in his right hand, and is trying to figure out how this woman got salmonella without having any intestinal distress whatsoever, and said, oh, well, maybe it went right into your bloodstream.
Yeah, and I don't want to attack the victim. I mean, whatever the cause of her illness was, it sounds like she went through a horrific experience.
Right.
And I really, you know, it's difficult, and I want to be clear, you know, nothing I'm saying is questioning her as a person or what she went through.
Right.
Because it sounds horrible.
Right.
And I actually don't even want to, you know, at this point, I don't even want to question the ER physicians. You know, they got faced with a case, a woman very ill. They treated her to the best of their abilities. You know, ER physicians are great folks generally. And, you know, again, I have no reason to be questioning them. But what's odd is just how the whole thing was handled afterwards, you know. So let's assume, you know, that the physicians in the ER, and we don't have her medical records, so we don't know what these doctors wrote.
Right.
All we know are the news reports. But let's say they, you know, they did come up with the theory that she had a salmonella infection that passed through her gut somehow directly into the bloodstream. Apparently she was also diagnosed at the time with MS. Which indicates she's got immune system problems to begin with.
Okay.
So, you know, it may have been a very unusual case, you know. But then why didn't the health department contact the farm? If they had reason to think that this woman had been put in the hospital by, you know, drinking raw milk, why weren't they at the farm? Why didn't they call the guy and say, we want to come out and do tests today?
Yeah, right away, because we got to stop you from getting anybody else sick here.
Exactly. They didn't. And, you know, and this guy's selling 800, my understanding is 800 gallons a week.
Right.
And he's been selling 800 gallons a week.
None of the other families that buy milk from him develop salmonella.
There are three children who have not been identified, again, from the news reports. I would love to get the Department of State Health Services to share their epidemiology. But there, according to the news reports, two children who drank raw milk got sick, and one nursing baby whose mother drank raw milk.
So she didn't get sick. The baby
Based on the news reports, no.
In other words, the salmonella decided, you know, I'm not going to stick around here. I'm just going to go out through your breast milk and into the baby. I'm not going to make you sick. I can't imagine doctors would even feel that's plausible.
I don't know enough to say no to that.
I know what they're going to say. They're going to say the baby's immune system is not as strong as the mother's.
It's not as strong as the mom.
But you would still test positive for salmonella in your blood. You just wouldn't react to it.
And again, I think that, you know, the biggest question is we just have so many questions. And why is the health department sharing information with TMA to get released in a press release that was clearly timed to impact the political process, but they aren't really sharing information with the farmers and the raw milk community?
Yeah.
You know, there's no question this was timed,
that the press release was timed
to affect the political process. Texas Medical Association has been opposing the bill for several months. They had stated that they planned to come testify at the hearing opposing it, and lo and behold, they just happened to have the press release ready to release that day.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
they purposely held it back. They sandbagged the timing wise. They have an agenda. I want to talk. We have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about the results. There was a march on the Capitol on the 21st and in support of raw milk. And I want to talk about the support of raw milk. I also want to address something else. The number of cases of salmonella in this country on a daily basis are ridiculous, ridiculous. And if they treated restaurants the way they treat this small farm, we wouldn't have any place to go eat lunch. We're talking today with Judith McGeary from the Farm and Ranch Freedom Alliance. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com. If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today. Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter Urethane Series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbells.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Race.
Yo, man.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour is Judith McGeary. You can visit farmandranchfreedom.org to learn more about the organization and its fight, its constant battle to proliferate the truth about raw unpasteurized milk and other issues related to accessing healthy, life-giving food. and not being obstructed by the government. Okay, Judith, the first thing I want to talk about is this. Before we go on to what success you've had by bringing some awareness to this process and what went on at the Capitol, do you realize that the CDC estimates that every single year in the United States, there are well over 1 million reported cases and verified cases of salmonella poisoning? Over 1 million a year.
The numbers are staggering when you look at foodborne illness. To put them in context, probably most people have had foodborne illness, and they can think about it. Yeah, you know, I felt really sick for a day and had some diarrhea, and it was gone.
Right.
So, you know, the numbers of illnesses are incredibly high, and most of them are not serious. And the same is true of raw milk. There are very, very rare serious cases.
Bingo.
You know, it happens. But most are incredibly mild. You know, people get sick. Most of them don't even bother going to their doctor. It's the same for raw milk. It's the same for every food.
My point exactly, and that's where I was going with this. You know, in 2010, we had 500 million eggs recalled because of potential salmonella poisoning, and the rate of salmonella reported illnesses due to eating eggs during that period of time of May and through July was approximately 2,000 more illnesses than what is normally reported. So keep in mind, there's always reports of salmonella as it relates to eggs. And you don't see any organizations coming out and going, we have to stop selling eggs. They have to be cooked completely before we send them to the grocery store. So because we can't.
Careful.
No, I know.
There
right?
are people pushing that.
Really?
There
seriously?
There are people pushing radiation and pasteurization of eggs.
Oh my God. Are they
Careful.
Insane? What's next? You know what's next? You know
but
what's next, Judith? Wait. Before you go there, you know what's next? I'm going to be sitting at Ruth Chris Steakhouse, and I'm going to order a steak, and a federal employee is going to come out and say, sir, I'm sorry, we can't serve that steak to you that rare. You'll have to go for medium or well done. I mean, that's the next step. I can't even eat rare steak anymore.
It certainly, except, but here's the difference. It all depends on where the money is.
Mm.
So let me pull up a Texas, I'm going to use just Texas data to show this.
Okay.
Here in Texas, let's assume these four illnesses were in fact due to raw milk. Let's go with the health department, say these four illnesses were caused by raw milk.
I love it. Okay.
According to the health department's own testimony at the hearing, that would mean that there were a total of six reported illnesses attributed to raw milk in 20 years in Texas.
Yeah.
That's it. Now let's pick another food. That there's a specific controversy about here in Texas. Actually, more to the point, there's no controversy.
Right.
Well, oysters.
Okay.
FDA keeps threatening that they're going to mandate pasteurization of oysters. Oysters in Texas during this time period have caused 486 illnesses, including 20 people who were hospitalized.
Right.
There's a bill in the Texas legislature that would prevent mandatory pasteurization. That would enable restaurants and retailers to keep selling those raw oysters. Do you realize that not a single person or medical association testified against these bills?
My gosh. But we all know why this is. We know why this is.
You know, it has unanimously passed the Senate. It's gone through the House committee. Texas Medical Association never filed a protest, never objected to it, never said a word about a food that has caused 486 illnesses in a time period where raw milk has caused at most six official.
And let's be honest why that is. Number one, next to gasoline, milk is probably the most purchased fluid by any American family. And you know, and granted, it's getting close to, I mean, $2 a gallon for pasteurized milk, that's half the price of gasoline. No one's ever barked at that. When gasoline went up from $2 to $3, people were pulling their hair out. You know what? So let's be honest. But the real magic with milk, as it was taught to me, is that people have to go to the grocery store to buy milk, and while they're there, they do all their shopping. When grocery stores lose you from walking into their location to buy your milk, they find out that you end up buying other things elsewhere too. So milk is the leader. It's what brings us there to begin with.
Exactly. And why do you think milk is in the back of the grocery store?
Exactly.
Walk your way through. So it's interesting, you know, the conventional dairy industry and the Retailers Association have been opposing the Texas bill. Their excuse is, oh my God, it's dangerous. You know, these are the same retailers selling sushi, you know. But
right.
And they claim that if there were a raw milk outbreak, people wouldn't know the difference and everyone would start avoiding the pasteurized milk in the grocery stores.
That is not the truth.
So
in other words, what they're basically saying is people are ignorant. We have to watch out for them. And that's total BS.
Well, and it's not even – we have the data. I've pulled the data when there have been raw milk outbreaks, you know, according to health departments. The data shows there's no change in conventional dairy sales or prices. I mean, the data just – they're wrong. And I wrote up a piece that says, you know, raw milk does not pose a threat to conventional dairy or retailers. And I looked at it and I said, I'm not quite sure I'm being fair there. It doesn't pose the threat they claim it poses.
Right.
But it certainly poses a threat. It poses a threat that they'll lose market share.
It's an economic threat. They don't care about people because people get sick from drinking pasteurized milk all the time. I didn't take the time to do this, but I am sure that every single month some dozens of people get sick from drinking pasteurized milk, but you never hear about that.
The numbers per serving are lower. So, I mean, you do have to say relative risk it's lower, but I can give you the numbers.
Really?
In an 11-year time period from 1998 to 2008, according to the CDC, 2,400 people became ill, 25 people were hospitalized, and 3 died from pasteurized milk.
Yeah.
An earlier outbreak in 1985, there were over 16,000 confirmed cases of salmonella traced back to a pasteurized milk from a single dairy, and 2 surveys estimated that the actual number of people became ill, since obviously a lot of people, as we've said, become ill but don't report it,
right,
were over 168,000. Quote, making this the largest outbreak of salmonellosis ever identified in the United States.
Thanks to pasteurized milk.
Bingo.
I mean, that's baffling.
Every food can make you sick. I mean, I'm not out to, like, bash pasteurized milk and say pasteurized milk.
Right.
You know, there's no reason to say pasteurized milk isn't safe. But there's also no reason to say raw milk, when it's produced properly and handled well, the way our licensed dairies do it, isn't safe either.
Exactly.
You know, or is safe too.
That is my point. My point is this. Don't bastardize raw unpasteurized milk for its record of the number of illnesses people get from drinking it, because it pales in comparison to the products that no one is screaming about. Treat us the same. I am a tax-paying 53-year-old citizen of this country, and I should have the right to buy, if this government will stand by and let me smoke cigarettes, then do not BS me and tell me you're trying to protect me from raw milk.
Here's some more fun numbers and I won't list the actual numbers, but just, again, CDC data from 1998 to 2008. If you look at how many people they say got sick from raw milk, about the same number of people have gotten sick from fruit salad, from tuna, from deli meats, from pizza.
Yeah.
Each of those foods has had approximately the same number of illnesses.
But you don't see anybody marching against raw milk. I mean, against these things. Fruit salad. The way you see them marching against raw milk. It's really unbelievable. What happened? You guys went to the Capitol, correct?
So several times we've gone to the Capitol now. On the 21st, we had people gather for basically a citizens' lobbying day. People came, learned about the legislative process, and went and talked to legislators, the farmers, the consumers. It was fabulous. And we're doing it again this Friday. So, you know, anyone in Texas within driving distance of Austin, check it out on our website.
What happens when you sit down with politicians and you say, look, there's thousands of families drinking hundreds of gallons of milk every single month? No one is getting sick. What do they say?
When you use that, mostly they go into they'll say things like, really? Or, you know, and they may ask questions. A lot of times they don't want to commit on the spot. I mean, and that's understandable, to be fair to them. They want to look at the stuff. They're there to get information. You're often talking to staff. who are trying to figure out what's going on, because they're being told one thing by, you know, the industry guys. They're being told something else by us, and they're trying to muddle their way through it.
Right.
But when they're presented with real people, I mean, this was the strength of what we did in February. It's what we're looking at doing, you know, this Friday. You know, when they're presented there with a farmer talking about how he raises his, you know, his dairy cattle and how he handles things, and he's standing there flanked by two, three, or four normal, regular people, moms, families, saying, we love this farmer. You know, this is who we get milk from or someone like him, and we want access to this. This matters to us and our family. It's a whole different impression, a whole different impact.
But you know what my experience is with politicians? They listen to what people have to say, and they act like what you're having to say has impact. But when it comes time for them to go back into their little catacombs where they vote on this sort of stuff, they vote the way the lobbyists are pushing them. Is that your experience as well, or am I just cynical?
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. I mean, you're not just cynical. That certainly happens.
Right.
And you know, there are politicians that we will never be able to reach, and they're going to do what the big money interests tell them to do, and that's that. But that's not always the case. And I've seen legislators respond to their constituents. I've seen legislators respond to the grassroots. You know, on this raw milk bill in Texas, we've got 21 co-authors. We've got 21 legislators who stepped up even before the hearing and said, you know, we want to sponsor this bill. So they do, you know, there's no guarantees. It can be frustrating. It can make you nuts. But there are times you can see the response. And it does make a difference when they hear from normal people.
Does it matter that they hear from people outside of Texas, or is this really just people who are inside Texas should go to your website? Because I know you have a whole list of the legislators that need to be contacted and how to contact them there.
For the Texas raw milk bill, really it needs to be Texans.
Yeah.
You know, but what we're talking about applies, you know, wherever you are. And I know there's a Minnesota raw milk bill, and there's an Iowa raw milk bill, and there's a Massachusetts raw milk bill.
Right.
So in terms of contacting, you know, the contact information for legislators on our website, yes, please, Texans only.
Okay.
But
okay.
The arguments, the information, whatever state you're in, take it to your legislator and talk with them about it.
Okay. All right. We have to take a commercial break. When we come back, I want to switch gears here. I want to talk about Farfa's position on GMO. Just this morning on Reuters, Monsanto announced that it's going to probably move forward on GMO wheat. And this is scary. I mean, we now have genetically modified salmon being produced, the first animal, fish or whatever you want to call it, non-produce-related subject that's going to be GMO here soon. Everything's going to be GMO. I want to know what the Farm and Ranch Freedom Alliance has to say about this, because obviously you have farmers who probably have a stake in this on one side or the other. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to pick it up with Judith McGeary. You can learn more about her organization by going to farmandranchfreedom.org. Go there today. Check it out. Great information. We'll be right back. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and TestCharge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only TestCharge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in TestCharge. TestCharge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in TestCharge. TestCharge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter Urethane Series Power Blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, Power Blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with Power Blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, superdrol, and decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long, because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to ironmaglabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme. Finally, a Bulbine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bulbine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bulbine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My audience knows I hate Monsanto. I know this has nothing to do with Monsanto, but they're leading the charge in the genetically modified organism field, followed by companies like Syngenta and BASF. But Monsanto stands to be the strongest force in this area because they own most of the seeds. Companies that distribute seeds and all the seed lot farms in the world. I mean, they have the largest chunk of seeds. It's very strategic that they did that. It almost seems, you know, I remember back in the day that the Hunt brothers, Nelson Bunker Hunt and those guys, they cornered the market on silver. They bought more silver than anyone else, and they ended up controlling governments as a result of that. And they wrote a law that no one entity or person can own more than X amount of silver, this commodity. That kind of law needs to be written for seeds. Monsanto owns way too much of the seed lots out there. And GMO scares me. Judith, you've always presented a voice of reason on this show. Am I just being Chicken Little, the sky is falling, when I talk about GMO, or is it really a good thing for farming?
It is definitely not a good thing for the farmers.
Okay.
Partly for one of the reasons you brought up, which is the control of the seeds and what they get into with these contracts involving the seeds. But even more than that, I mean, this is the potential ramifications for every person, farmer, consumer, organic consumer, conventional foods consumer, whatever, are massive. And it is, I appreciate the comment of that I tend to be rational and the voice of reason. And I'll be honest, this stuff scares me. And there's a reason to be scared. There are studies out there on that have already shown very serious effects from these, and there's been a lot of studies that are blocked, and research isn't being done where it needs to be done, and we're basically part of a massive experiment right now.
Right, and you know what the funny thing is? Like my good friend Randy Roach told me a long time ago, the results of GMO will not be seen by those of us who are full-grown and consuming it, and may not even be seen by our children who are already in this world consuming it. But their children and their children's children will see the problems related to GMO. Now, obviously, those at Monsanto and companies that promote GMO say we're just being
ridiculous. This is, it's still corn. It's just corn. There's nothing different about it.
That's patently wrong. You know, it's, there are studies out there that have shown, for instance, let's take one of the type of genetically engineered corns, BT, which manufactures its own form of an insecticide, the BT. I never get the name right, you know, if I do the whole name. There was a study that fed rats normal corn plus BT, you know, so the actual insecticide.
Right.
And then BT genetically modified corn. And there were differences, there were impacts on the rat's health between even the group that was eating BT and the group that ate the genetically modified corn that produced BT.
Right.
So, I mean, first of all, there is science out there that shows that it will have an effect even on us. Maybe they aren't blatant. Maybe, you know, yours and my generation still, you know, eating this, there's reason to think it'll affect us. And now, just in the last couple of months, there's been news about how this really could, for instance, be leading to a new pathogen that could be affecting both plants and animals.
Now, when you say a pathogen, tell me what you're saying. So this new bacteria, you're saying, that could be resistant, so strong. This is a superbug that we always talk about, we're afraid of.
Well, we don't even know what it is. It is so small that it can only be seen under an electron microscope. So it's about the size of a virus. But it self-replicates. You know, where a virus needs to be able to get into a living organism cell to replicate, this thing doesn't. It was first identified by livestock veterinarians who were seeing very high abortion rates in livestock in conventional operations. We're talking abortion and infertility rates of 25 to 45%.
That could be the reason. You know, Howard, do you know Howard Vlieger?
Yeah, Howard Vlieger is one of our board members.
Okay,
yes.
Howard was on my show one time, and we talked about when they would look at the linings of stomachs of pigs that were being processed that were eating GMO feeds, that the linings of the stomach, the pigs presented the same symptoms of GERD and IBS that humans suffer from. And he also said that their litter sizes and litter numbers, rates went down dramatically when they were eating GMO feeds, but it goes back up once you get them off of it. Maybe this organism is in that feed.
So they did. So the livestock veterinarians trying to figure out what on earth is going on. Why can they not get any of these animals pregnant and to stay pregnant? Started trying to find, they identified this pathogen, and they linked it back to the feed. And they found that in the Roundup Ready, which is a specific type of genetic modification, in the Roundup Ready feeds, they were finding this organism, this pathogen, in very high levels. So they started reaching out, trying to find out, where's this coming from? You know, what's going on? Well, they got together with some plant pathologists who were seeing widespread plant diseases that are just, it's happening in numbers that don't make sense. They're not, you know, they're known plant diseases, Goss's wilt and some other things, but they're happening in plants that are supposed to be resistant to Goss's wilt.
Right.
So what's going on? More research needs to be done. I mean, that actually is what came out 2 months ago when Professor Dr. Don Huber released information about this. You know, his call was, we need more research. You know, so none of this is published. Everybody, you know, and certainly there have been people who've been turning their nose up at it because it's not published. But we have a correlation between Roundup Ready crops, whether it's something about the Roundup Ready itself, the crop itself, or the glyphosate, the Roundup that's being applied to it, widespread plant disease, and high levels of infertility and abortions in livestock.
Not to mention that the Roundup Ready crops and Roundup are now producing super weeds that normal weed controlling techniques have no effect on. Have you heard about that as well?
Well, it's the normal mechanism. If you spray something with something to kill it, if you don't manage to kill 100%. Then what reproduces is resistant.
Yeah, and you know what they call that? That's the evolutionary selection pressure Darwin talked about. What we're talking about here is plants have an intelligence. Every organism in the world, whether it be a human down to a single cell amoeba, is driven to survive, encoded to survive. And and through homesis, it survives. If which does not kill you makes you stronger is a very true axiom when it comes to these types of organisms. So when you use these types of techniques to control, using herbicides and so on to try to, the remainders that's alive, they become resistant and they become stronger. So this is nothing new. We are actually forcing the hand of evolutionary selection now. That's what we're doing here.
And we're doing it. I mean, the great irony of all of this is I've talked to so many people who go, you know, well, we need genetic engineering, you know, genetically modified foods in order to feed the world. Well, there's absolutely no science to show that they actually increase productivity. And with this new pathogen, there's every chance that they really severely decrease it. And the other line I keep hearing in favor of GMOs is, well, it allow less, you know, herbicides and pesticides to be used. So let's stop and think about this. A Roundup Ready crop, what it does for the folks who, you know, who aren't familiar with it, Roundup is a herbicide. The whole point of a Roundup Ready crop is that it will survive even if you spray Roundup or glyphosate, the active ingredient, on it. So the whole point of a Roundup Ready crop is to allow you to spray lots and lots and lots of herbicide.
Yeah.
That's the point of it.
Right.
I mean, that's what it does.
You can just drown the crop in herbicide because the corn won't die, where before you had to be very cautious how much herbicide you use because you could damage your crop.
Exactly. And what's, again, well-documented, you know, Huber's new announcements aren't yet in the published research, but what is in the published research is that glyphosate causes mineral tie-ups. So if you spray soil or plants with glyphosate, the reaction is the plant will stop taking up certain key minerals. So here's the thing. Let's say you've got a Roundup Ready corn. You spray glyphosate on it. It survives because it's genetically modified. It's still not going to take those nutrients up.
Right.
So you are creating a food that is nutrient deficient by definition.
Yes. Good point. Great point. You know, Howard Vlieger also told me that there's some sort of a bug that eats corn, the corn weevil or something. I don't remember what he called it, but he said that the herbicide or the poisons that are distributed into this bug's body from eating the Roundup Ready corn by itself because of the difference in the proteins, that's evident even in the carcasses of these little bugs after they start to disintegrate, goes back into the earth. And he was explaining to me that these bugs, when they are, you know, dissolve into the earth after they die, they're actually depositing these toxins into the earth that is a result of them eating the Roundup Ready corn. I mean, do you know what I'm talking about? I mean,
I'm not familiar with, but it unfortunately would make sense. I mean, things cycle. You know, nothing is linear in nature. And when you spray onto a crop, it doesn't disappear. And again, this is one of the myths that these things break down really quickly and they're gone. You know, they don't. And in fact, I'm trying to remember if it was in Israel or one of the European countries that demanded that the Roundup and glyphosate manufacturers take off the label the claim that it was, you know, it was short-lived.
Right.
Because, you know, it goes places. It may not be sitting there right where you grab it.
Right.
But it's been, so for instance, one of the things that happens when you spray, again, glyphosate on a crop, whether it's Roundup Ready or not, let's say, you know, it's a weed you're trying to kill, some of the glyphosate goes from the crop, from the green leaves where you've sprayed it, and it's moved through the plant into the roots and deposited in the earth.
Wow.
So let's say, you know, you spray this crop, these weeds, you kill them, and you remove the weeds. The glyphosate's still there in the dirt for the next crop that gets planted there.
Right. Right. Why do you even need to spray it then? That's the real question. If the crop is going to take it up, it's probably part of the inherent properties of that crop after a while. We have to take our last commercial break, Judith. When we come back, I want to wrap it up on GMO. I have some questions for you. We're talking with Judith McGeary from Farm and Ranch Freedom Alliance, you can go to farmandranchfreedom.org and learn more about our organization. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com. Pre-workout products crank you up, then leave you flat and fatigued. Except now, you're strung out from being overstimulated, hungry because it destroyed your appetite, and in a catabolic state because you can't eat for recovery and growth. That's why you need to get Lit Up from Applied Nutraceuticals. Lit Up is an original blend, not a copycat formula here. Lit Up delivers the perfect amount of energy, focus, pump, and intensity without feeling strung out or a loss of appetite for hours after your workout. Plus, Lit Up creates an anabolic environment by jacking testosterone levels through the roof. Get Lit Up today at appnut.com. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at ironmaglabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
We're talking with Judith McGeary right now. Later in the show, we're going to have PJ Braun on talking about the 80% of what you do outside of the gym that seems to be so important. Judith, I always hear people say that heirloom seeds and GMO seeds or heirloom originated crops and GMO originated crops cannot coexist side by side because GMO crops are almost like cancer. They will overtake through cross pollination and infest another farmer's field. Is that true?
Pretty much. I mean, and it's not that they're, you know, so much more aggressive than any other crop, but that, you know, pollination happens. You know, that is, you know, cross pollination happens all the time. And when you've got, you know, 80, so let's look at corn or soy, you know, the existing, you know, two of the key existing GMO crops. When there's 80 or 90 to 90% or more of the corn crop or in the soy crops that are GMO, well, you know, then the little 5, 10, 15% of the crops that aren't are inevitably going to get contaminated with the pollen.
Okay, so now let's talk about this contamination. I've heard this story, and I don't know if it's lore or it's reality. I've heard stories where Farmer A has a Roundup Ready crop growing, and Farmer B has heirloom originated crop growing of corn, and they're across the road from each other. And they both plant around the same time, and they're plants start growing around the same time, and obviously there is some cross-pollination that takes place. And Farmer B, who planted heirloom-originated corn, he ends up with Roundup-ready corn. Is that true?
Yes, that does happen.
Okay. All right.
That,
now,
that absolutely does happen.
Okay,
and
now,
what's more,
go ahead.
What's more is there's a record of Monsanto and other
yes.
companies then harassing the farmers.
That's my next step. That's okay. So then I hear that Monsanto has their Gestapos that go out there and they you know, they go, oh my God, this guy didn't buy and license Roundup Ready corn and he's growing Roundup Ready corn. So then they want to confiscate and penalize, financially penalize this farmer for something that nature did. It seems to me that if the politicians who are taking donations from Monsanto and who are accepting private jet services from Monsanto to jettison from one political event to another, were really thinking about what's fair, they would say to Monsanto, look, you keep your pollen where it is or you're going to be in trouble. Instead, they're allowing Monsanto to harass these farmers. There's something really, really wrong with this. Really wrong.
Yeah, there is. I mean, it's a really appalling situation. And most of it, you know, it's very hard to document because what happens is the lawsuit, the, you know, the claims don't get taken to court. They get settled out of court. There are gag orders that prevent the farmers from talking about what happened. So, you know, I've been asked, well, how many farmers have been, you know, harassed? And I'm like, I can't tell you. I don't know. We know.
What kind of deals could be cut? Could Monsanto say, hey, look, we'll let you keep your crop? But don't say, I mean, what are they, what kind of deals
yeah.
could be cut?
I mean, so, I mean, I don't know the details. These farmers aren't allowed to speak about it. So let's say, you know, but I think this is a plausible hypothetical. I think this is some of what happens from what I've heard. You know, the farmer has contaminated crops. Monsanto comes and says, you know, we grabbed a sample. You've got our patented DNA on your property. We're going to sue you and you're going to have to pay us for, you know, our patent fees and,
right.
you know, damages. Well, the farmer ends up settling because he can't afford to do the lawsuit.
Right.
And he's, you know, so basically maybe he doesn't pay anything. Maybe he does pay some sum, but in return for not having to face the whole lawsuit and all of the damages and the full amount, he says, I'm not going to say anything. And there's actually, the interesting thing is there's a lawsuit that's recently been filed by a nonprofit out of New York that represents farmers and farming organizations who are suing Monsanto to try to declare the patents invalid on
Good.
Precisely this basis. They're suing and saying it is not, you know, these farmers are worried that they will be pursued by Monsanto for damages for patent violation. And so they want a declaratory judgment that says the patents aren't valid. And it's going to be a really interesting lawsuit that was just filed a month ago, I think.
Oh, I
so
want to follow
very
that.
Beginning.
I want to follow that. I want to follow that. That's important because, you know, this is unbelievable that Monsanto is, you know, I already know that Monsanto doesn't want farmers to keep their seeds. You know, farmers used to keep their seeds and you reused, you know, they'd grow a crop. They'd actually get seeds from that crop. They'd take care of their seeds. They'd use them the next year, but you can't keep your seeds with Monsanto, right? You got to buy new seeds every year.
With any of these genetically modified crops. So it's not, you know, to be fair to Monsanto, they're not the only one.
Right.
Any of the genetically modified crops, they're all patented, which I find deeply disturbing that they're patenting life forms. So they're all patented, and part of when you buy a bag of genetically modified seed from any of these companies, there's a contract that goes with it. And sometimes that contract is simply inside the bag. Like, you buy the bag, you're assumed to have signed on to this.
Right.
And it says, you will not, you know, this is a one-time use only. You cannot save the seed. You must, you know, you can, your ability to use the seed is for 1 year. And that's it.
Man.
And it's one thing, again, you know what, if a farmer goes into that knowingly and willingly, that's a decision you can make. But it's really disturbing that a lot of farmers don't understand what they're getting into when they buy these seeds. And from a societal perspective, you know, as you were saying at the very beginning of this section, it's pretty scary to think that one or two or three companies control almost all of the seed. I mean, from a societal perspective, that's just not very stable and safe.
No. I mean, look, what's his name? The guy from Microsoft, Bill Gates. Apparently, he has heirloom seeds sealed up in some time capsule in Antarctica or something like that. Why would he do something? I mean, this guy is a genius. Why would he do that?
But they promote GMO as a solution for Africa. The Gates Foundation is incredibly strong, pushing GMO as a solution
but
for
let,
Africa.
But let, look, I'm going to be a total cynic right now, and I'm going to come off as a total buffoon and conspiracy theorist. But let's talk about something. There is a desperate need of thinning of the herd here. It's not about feeding these people. We need to get rid of these people. So let them eat GMO. They'll get sick. They'll die sooner. This is yet more evolutionary selection pressure, man-made. You know what? Teach people to farm and help them move out of the areas that they can't farm in. But this idea that we have to feed the world by coming up with genetically modified organisms is total BS. It's all self-serving.
And there's a wonderful report out of the UN recently. I can't believe I just used those words in the same sentence. But there is. There's a wonderful report that was presented to the UN recently about what is the most stable, most productive option for third world countries, particularly, you know, Africa. And the investigators found that the answer was not the, you know, chemical intensive measures that are used in the U.S. and that's being sort of pushed onto these countries, but the traditional, what they call agroecological, which basically boils
down
to small scale, lots of native knowledge, heritage seeds,
right,
using the resources on hand rather than buying expensive chemicals from companies.
Right.
I mean, there's a report that says, you know, when you crunch the numbers and you study this, the best way to feed people is with the methods. It's not anti-science. In fact, it uses a lot of scientific knowledge.
Right.
But it uses low-tech methods. Good science, but low-tech applications that don't require huge infrastructure, and they don't, by the way, make anybody a huge amount of money.
That's the thing. When I picked up my raw milk this week, my farmer had a bucket. I said, what the heck are these things here, Jay? He goes, oh, those are Japanese praying mantis pods. I said, what do you mean? He goes, well, they grow all over my land. He says, and I snip them off the trees and I sell them to the other farmers for $7 each. I said, you're joking. He goes, no, it's better than pesticide. He goes, you hang them in bushes, you let them grow. About 250 praying mantises come out of each one of them. He says, and these are the big Japanese ones. They get about 6 or 7 inches long. He said, You just need a couple dozen of them for a small farm area, and it gets rid of probably 50 to 60% of the little bugs.
Exactly. I mean, it's not the old dumb farmers. You know, you just want to turn the clock back.
Right.
People who are watching, who are observing, who are using observation and science, and you know everything that's sort of the best of agriculture from the last 200 years and the last 2 years. You know, modern advances, but methods that, you know, work with the whole system.
Right.
And that's how we feed the world.
Yes. And you know what? I'm going to say something that's probably not going to win me a lot of favor, but why is it our responsibility to feed the world in the first place? We have people inside the borders of this country that can't eat, that are turning to garbage food. Why? You know what? My father used to always say, charity begins at home. That's something that this government has lost sight of. We exploit the people inside this country so we can look benevolent to everybody outside the country. It's something wrong with that, too.
And I think it's even uglier than that, because the bottom line is we're exploiting the people outside this country, too.
Yeah.
We're exploiting everyone because we're not giving, you know, the third world countries answers that work for them. We're making them completely dependent on us.
Ah.
That's not doing them any favors.
No, but
that's not helping. If we wanted to help, we could provide them with information and training and heritage breed seeds. And there are a lot of things we could do to help. I'm not suggesting we don't help, myself.
Right.
But I'm suggesting we help in a way that empowers them so that, for instance, when our grain prices go up because of ethanol, they don't starve, because that is what has happened.
Yeah.
What has happened is they become dependent on our system, and it has caused famines.
Yeah, it's sad. Teach a man to fish and feed him for a lifetime. It's the old adage from the Bible. All right, listen, Judith, it's been great having you on the show again. Keep us posted on what's going on in Texas, will you?
Absolutely.
Okay, we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
Okay. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to have PJ Braun on. We're going to talk about the 80% that occurs outside the gym tends to be more important than the 20% of what you do inside the gym. PJ is going to give us his secrets on how to recover faster, build muscle faster, and reach that goal body faster. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. The storm was most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. Finally, a Bulbine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bulbine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bulbine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today. If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPen technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. Orbitnutrition.com, the best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Don't forget your coupon code for opresource.net. Get your authentic IGF-1 Long R3, pegylated mechano growth factors, and GHRP6 and save 25% off. They're already ridiculously low prices when you use the coupon code SUPERHUMAN25, SUPERHUMAN25. Go to opresource.net today and check them out. Okay, my next guest is PJ Braun. He is the official resident Superhuman Radio personal trainer. How you doing, PJ?
Great, Carl. How are you?
Very good. There's an old adage. You've heard it. We've all heard it. People always say progress is 20% of what you do inside the gym and 80% of what you do outside the gym. But no one really talks about what that 80% is. Everybody focuses on here's your reps, here's your sets, train your body parts this way, train 5 days a week, and then everything just falls apart after that.
You know, how many times have you actually stopped
and looked around the gym that you're in, any gym, anywhere you go, no matter what type of gym it is, and say you spend, you know, 2 months, 3 months, years of your life in this gym, how many people have you noticed that just look exactly the same day in and day out?
99% of the gym.
And it's so interesting to me because, you know, you're spending the money and you're spending the time and you're going in the gym and you're putting in all this hard work and you're just forgetting about the simple things that you can do outside of the gym that really carry over so much more.
Okay, so in your opinion, and obviously your opinion means something because you're very successful at, I mean, your physique is amazing, the amount of muscle that you carry.
Thank you.
In your opinion, what is the number one most important thing to make up that 80% outside the gym equation?
Nutrition.
Really?
Diet is everything. And we've talked about it so many times, and you know you could beat a dead horse over and over again, but the diet is 80%. You know, it's 81% because everybody says 80. I want to be different. It's so important. And so many people, you know, they'll say, I want to make a change in my life. You know, I want to get fit. I want to get healthy. I want to get bigger. I want to do this. I want to do that. And they'll join a gym, but they don't change their diet at all.
Yeah, that's very true. And you know what? I've always felt that way. I mean, I've seen people who train so hard and they don't change. And then if you sit and talk with them for a couple minutes and start talking about their how they eat, you find out that most people don't eat enough. Is that, do you find that as well?
Oh, it's so common. And this is a quote that stuck in my head from when I was younger. I don't remember who said it. You may know. One of our listeners may know. But you cannot overtrain poor nutrition. And, you know, that's so true. No matter how hard you work in the gym, no matter how hard you bust your butt, if your nutrition is not good, if your nutrition is not sound, you're not going to get any results. You're not going to get the results that you want.
The biggest thing
that I preach is frequency of meals over anything else.
How frequent?
I think that for, you know, the average person, you should be ingesting some sort of calories every 3 hours. Even if it's a snack, just to keep your metabolism plugging along.
Okay, so you feel that you should have a meal every 3 hours regardless, and that's, now, in between those meals, you're not doing anything like taking BCAAs or anything, right? Or are you just waiting for that next meal?
No, well, see, this is where a lot of it depends on the actual, you know, level that you're at in your training. I think any really serious lifter that considers themselves a bodybuilder can benefit from BCAAs. You know, I use BCAAs. Some of my clients actually were a little disappointed in me on the last episode where I talked about BCAAs, saying that I didn't recommend that they use them. My thing with BCAAs is they definitely cannot hurt you in any way. There's nothing negative that can come from it. It's only positive. The jury is a little bit out still. Like, I've read a lot of great studies on BCAAs, and that's why I use them, because I know that there's truly no negative aspect that you can get from it. For your average lifter that's just trying to get in shape, I don't think that it's totally necessary. So it's really depending on, you know, the level of seriousness that you're at. But all my serious lifters, you know, bodybuilders and stuff like that, I think can truly benefit from supplementing with BCAAs in between meals. I think BCAAs either before or during cardio is a great idea. Taking them in between, sessions of training is a great idea. You know, it's definitely something that can only help you. It can't hurt you in any way.
Right. And now there's even more research showing that the benefits of BCAAs go far beyond those of us who are looking to change our physiques aesthetically. The anti-aging community is now embracing BCAAs, saying that it increases a lot of the markers for anti-aging. And smaller dose, like I take 10 grams of BCAAs when I take BCAAs. They're saying as little as just a few grams is all you really need to flip those switches. But I'm a huge proponent of branched-chain amino acids, and since I've been using them, I notice changes in my body. I notice changes in my energy levels. I just can't say enough good things about them. I really can't. I really feel like right there with protein powder, BCAAs are really critical, in my humble opinion.
Oh, without a doubt. You know, I've been using BCAAs on and off since I first got started, and I've used all different dosages. I've always been a fan of powdered BCAAs in my water. You know, it's something that can, you know, there's certain things that, are they great? Yes. You know, do you have to have them? No. But, you know, BCAAs are one of those things that I feel that, you know, there's nothing negative that can come from it in any way. You know, it's all beneficial, so there's no reason why you really can't do it.
Now, I want to ask you a question. This is an important one when we talk about nutrition. There are people out there who are dieting. They're trying to lean out for whatever reason, for contest preparation or whatever. And there is a common wisdom that if you want to lean out, you have to eat less. Do you find that people that there is a point of diminishing returns where caloric restriction actually starts to backfire and make you not lose body fat?
Yes, without a doubt. I actually find this happens with women a lot more than men. I think that it's from a physiological standpoint, it has to do with the way that women handle the stress of the psychological stress of eating lower calories. You know, eventually what happens is you begin to halt your metabolism greatly. This is why I base most of my diets around protein, because the studies will show that protein will keep your metabolism elevated. You know, when you have to really, really restrict your calories, back to what we were talking about before, it's a great idea to supplement with BCAAs big time when you're doing anything restricted like that.
Right.
Because the key to, you know, looking the way you want to look and achieving the results that you want to achieve is to have as much muscle as possible. Now, regardless of the fact of whether you actually want to build, a lot of women, they don't want to necessarily build when they're training. But you need to keep and maintain as much muscle as possible, because that's what's burning the calories at rest. So if
right.
you're going to consistently be feeding yourself with BCAAs and keeping a higher protein diet, and even when your calories are restricted, you can still kind of halt that plateau from happening.
Yeah, I find this phenomenon with women as well. Women will say, I'm not going to eat because I have to lose this weight. And they don't realize that by not eating, the signal they're sending to their body is one of that food is not in abundance. And what the body does instead is goes into a starvation mode and says, okay, we're not going to be getting much food, so we have to stop burning calories.
Yes, exactly.
So it's...
So many people think to themselves, all right, well, I'm just going to take in less calories, period. You know, I'm taking in less calories than I'm going to burn, so I'll lose weight. But it's just like you just said, your body is so smart. You know, your body will adapt. Your body realizes it's not getting the food, so it hoards the calories that it does get.
Right. All right, let's take a quick commercial break, PJ. When we come back, I want to talk about more of the 80% factor. We're talking today with resident Superhuman Radio trainer, personal trainer, PJ Braun. You can learn more about him at pjbraun.com. We'll be right back.
Let's start a war. Start a nuclear war. At the game bar.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein and the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent
you. PJ Braun knows how to get in shape and stay in shape. He's appeared in numerous bodybuilding and fitness magazines, and now he's ready to help you. Whether you're a man or a woman, PJ Braun has the expertise to help you reach your goals faster and easier than ever before. Utilize his one-on-one distance training services, and your friends will want to know what your secret is, but we'll never tell. Services are affordable and customizable to suit your individual needs. Nutrition, training, and supplementation are all covered. Stop spinning your wheels
meals and start building the body that you've always dreamed of. Go to pjbraun.com today. That's pjbraun.com.
The fourth most abundant mineral in the body, magnesium, is responsible for 300 biochemical reactions, normal muscle and nerve function, proper heart rhythm, healthy immune system, and proper hormone levels. But most find taking oral magnesium problematic. Get optimum magnesium levels with transdermal magnesium oil from MikeMahler.com. Magnesium absorbed through the skin can elevate DHEA levels and a variety of other reactions that can increase energy, reduce muscle soreness, lose stomach fat, and ramp up heart health. Go to MikeMahler.com today. That's Mike, MaHLer.com. If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour is PJ Braun. We're talking about the things you do outside the gym that actually influence your progress to a greater degree than what you do inside the gym. We were just talking about nutrition. All right, so we hear it all the time. Most people don't eat enough to gain muscle. And that really is probably one of the biggest mistakes in making progress. And there's a common wisdom out there where eating less is better for you if you're trying to get lean. Not necessarily true. When you're getting contest ready, PJ, do you increase your calories? I know Dave Pulcinella increases his calories dramatically from the start of his preparation to the actual finish of his preparation. Do you do the same thing?
Somewhat, yes. My food obviously is a lot more basic when I'm pre-contest versus the off-season. When I'm off-season, I don't put any real restrictions on myself. I'll eat whatever I want, whenever I want. I always follow the gates of my basic guidelines of basing my meals around protein, and I will strive for a minimum of 6 meals a day. But, I, you know, if I want to have pizza, I'll have pizza. If I want to have a burger, I'll have a burger.
Right.
Pre-contest, my meals are the same, you know, pretty much day in and day out. I actually do, when I start my diet, I do slightly increase the actual grams of protein that I ingest because I'm going to be getting less overall calories from basically crap food.
Right.
This past year, I actually had to increase my food after about 4 weeks of dieting because I was losing weight so fast. My metabolism was really, really kicked in. And then I started implementing what some people will call a cheat meal or a refeed meal.
Hey, PJ, are you in a windstorm right now?
I am.
Okay, it just stopped. It just stopped. It was very hard to understand some of what you were saying.
I was sitting in front of the air conditioning. It's hot. It's finally hot here in Connecticut.
Yeah, and I bet a big guy like you probably sweats a little bit, huh?
Yeah. Well, I'm actually in between appointments. I've been running around so far today, but I apologize for that.
No worries.
this past year, what I had to do, my metabolism had kicked up so much. This is the first time that I've had this happen to me before. Was every Sunday, I would really, really force as many calories in as I could get, and load myself up with food to try to slow everything down a little bit. And what would happen would be I would rebound the next day or two with about 4 or 5 pounds of extra water weight. And it would be gone by about Thursday to Friday, and then by Saturday or Sunday again, when I got, you know, back to that quote-unquote cheat/refeed day, I would be down another pound or two from the week before.
Wow.
But that is because my metabolism was really, really kicked into gear at that point.
Right, right. Yeah, very cool. Okay, so what's the number? What's the second mistake people make other than adhering to proper nutrition? Oh, and before we go there, I do have to ask you one question. Do you have a recommendation for the amount of protein a person should be eating per pound of body weight?
Yes, and I think that it can fluctuate obviously from person to person. Just an easy guideline, just to make it easy. This is something that I think that generally will work for most people is. To strive for about a gram of protein per pound of body weight for maintenance, at least.
Right.
I think that most serious lifters, if they're truly training hard and, you know, you're doing cardio and everything else, then you can kick it up to about 1.5 grams per pound of body weight. And, you know, there are guys that even on my level, you know, that are big guys that are hard gainers. For people like that, I'll even try to, you know, shoot for, you know, 2 grams per pound of body weight, which is a lot when you think about it, because you're going to get a 200-pound guy eating 400 grams of protein a day. But when you're eating 6-7 meals, it's really not too hard to achieve that.
That's true. That's very true. Okay, let's go on now to what do you think the next mistake that most people make or the thing that they pay not enough attention to outside the gym that influences their results?
Well, sleep is a huge one, and, you know, there's a direct correlation between lack of sleep and elevated cortisol levels, which will totally halt your gains in the gym. It'll store body fat on you. It'll destroy your recovery. This is something that I think, especially in the United States, we have a really, really hard time getting adequate amounts of sleep. And that can dramatically, hurt you in the gym. You're missing out on growth hormone release. You're missing out on recovery. It affects your mental clarity. This is something that if you can try to get yourself into the habit of getting, 7 or 8 hours of sleep, can really, really, really make a big difference.
I mean, there's an old adage that you grow when you sleep. Do you believe that's true?
Yeah, you're not growing in the gym. And the gym is where you're breaking everything down. It's your recovery is when you're actually growing. And if you're not sleeping, you really won't make the gains that you want. Now certain people don't require as much sleep, and everybody is different. But, you know, when you're training as hard as, you know, most of our listeners are, and you're putting an hour in the gym a day, and, you know, if you're doing cardio and this and that, you really need that sleep time for recovery. If you can get 7 or 8 hours a night, that's great. A lot of people in the United States are only getting 5 or 6, and that's really just not enough.
Yeah. Are you a big believer that a lack of sleep can actually cause overtraining, even in people who don't train much at all?
Yes, I am. And I've read numerous studies on lack of sleep elevating cortisol levels, and that's why, you know, you'll see actually people that don't sleep a lot will typically have more belly fat than people that are getting adequate sleep, and that's a direct link with the cortisol levels.
Right, right. You know what's an interesting I had a guest on the show who was talking about the degeneration of the mammalian sheaths around the nerves and in the brain. And he said that you can test how fast a person's nervous system fires by having them open up a word processor page like Microsoft Word, pick a letter on the keyboard, and then look at a wristwatch and time how many times they can tap that key in, let's say, 30 seconds. And then I found out that Coach Dan John uses the same exact approach with his athletes to tell if they are becoming overtrained. He'll take a baseline with them for 30 seconds, say, tap the H key on your keyboard as many times as you can in 30 seconds. And then when they start training heavy and hard for the season, he'll have them do that periodically, and you find out that the guy is not able to tap as fast, and he says that's a perfect indicator of overtraining. What do you think of that?
That's really, really interesting, considering, you know, how simple of a task that is.
Right. Because
I'd actually like to try that on myself.
Yeah, experiment with it. I'd love to hear what your opinion is, because it makes perfect sense. Because when we talk about overtraining, we're really talking about an inability for both the peripheral and central nervous system to recover. It's not muscle recovery, it's nervous system recovery at that point in time that starts to trigger fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
And so it would stand to reason that an indication of a healthy nervous system is being able to rapid fire. And as the nervous system becomes impaired, it becomes more difficult for the nerve synapses to keep firing over and over again, and they start to become depleted of the appropriate transmitters, and you start to slow down like an old person would. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Check it out, and
yeah,
I'd love to hear your opinion.
I always like to try these different experiments on myself.
All right, so sleep is important. So do you go to sleep at the same time every night, PJ?
Myself, no. I have extremely just poor sleep habits. It's something that I've been wanting to work on for years. And even when I was in high school, I had poor sleep habits. I stay up very late, and I do most of my better thinking later at night as well, when most of the world is sleeping.
So do you think do you think your progress could have been better had you been sleeping better all this time?
Yes. I've also tried experimenting with naps, but I can't nap. I'm not a napper. This actually is a great segue into the next topic that I want to get into.
Well, we actually have to take a commercial break, so this works out perfect before you get into the topic, okay? Let's do this. Let's take our break 30 seconds early, and when we come back, we'll pick up on the third topic that makes up the 80% outside the gym to help you speed progress and reach your goals. We're talking today with PJ Braun. He is the Super Human Radio resident personal trainer. Visit his website, pjbraun.com, today. We'll be right back. Muscle building magic happens when you put the right stack together. Iron Mag Labs takes the guesswork out of stacking with Methadrol Extreme. Methadrol Extreme combines three of the most powerful legal anabolics in the world: dimethazine, Superdrol, and Decadrol. The combination of these three agents will ratchet up strength while packing on slabs of muscle and dissolving fat. Don't wait too long, because Methadrol Extreme will only be available for a limited time and is sure to disappear quickly. Go to ironmaglabs.com today and get your bottle of Methadrol Extreme from the most advanced supplement company on the planet. Primordial Performance comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler, and now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer, because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net. Finally, a Bulbine supplement right from the source used in the original study. Phytoserms 347 is here. Bulbine natalensis has been shown to dramatically increase testosterone levels in clinical research, but sourcing the real ingredient has proven near impossible. Now, Ruthless Supplements has done the impossible. Each capsule of Phytoserms 347 has the exact amount of pure Prolensis TM Bulbine natalensis required to produce a dramatic increase in total and free testosterone.
alone. You can't get this anywhere else but at Ruthless Supplements. Visit RLSSupplements.com today.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPen technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Oh, that song keeps coming up. I got to get it out of the rotation. Man, that is not a good song. You know what? It's in here under three different names. This one is Nirvana versus White Trash Kids on Crank versus whoever these girls are that keep singing this song.
That's funny.
I guess it must be the trucks that I have to get rid of. Anyway, okay, so welcome back to Superhuman Radio, the adult version, apparently. And we have PJ Braun on. So, PJ, you said that leads you to something that you wanted to talk about in the next point in what you do outside the gym that influences you. What was it?
Well, we were talking about lack of sleep, and I said that was a great segue into my next topic, which is mental clarity. And, you know, I have found that stress, when you're mentally stressed, will totally destroy your games in the gym. And most people will like to use the gym as a way to relieve stress, which is great. That is what it should be. But you need to enjoy your time in the gym. And you need to make sure that you are mentally clear and focused on what you're doing in the gym, so you're not just going through the motions. And one thing that I tell a lot of my clients to do is to practice visualization techniques. Yeah. Even as much as the night before you're going to actually go to the gym or work out or do your cardio, just, you know, think about what you're going to do, the tasks that you have to accomplish, how you're going to go about accomplishing them, and believe to yourself that it's going to be better than the last workout you had, and it's going to be extremely enjoyable. And, you know, when you are driving to the gym, you know, say you're going to train legs, you know, you shouldn't be mentally focused on, oh man, today is my leg day. Because then you believe that. When you believe in anything, it becomes real. So I tell people to just mentally focus on all the positives. Think to yourself, you know, I'm going and I'm going to have a terrific leg day today. It's going to be a great, great workout. And just keep visualizing that in your head and visualizing your legs looking the way that you want them to look and feeling the way that you want them to feel and being as strong as you want to be and carry that through your whole workout. So it becomes a very enjoyable experience. Because if it's not an enjoyable experience, it's not something that you're going to stick with consistently.
True. Very, very true. What do you think about meditation?
I think it's great. And I most of the best lifters at the Olympic level, at the powerlifting level, and even bodybuilding levels, all practice meditation techniques. Tom Platz was very big in meditation. I know Dorian Yates used different methods. I believe even Dave Palumbo, you know, all types of different guys. I think it's a great idea to take a few minutes, you know, before you actually train to just sit and meditate each day. And this is something that I practice myself that I'm like a huge advocate of.
You know, I think that meditation, too, is very underrated. I talk about it on the show. We've done shows about visualization. Just recently we did one with Marv Fremiman. And people don't realize the power of that. You know, people will go out and spend hundreds of dollars on supplements, but not take a meditation course, which actually could provide them with greater results and keep giving year after year. I mean, you take one meditation course, you learn how to meditate, you're done. Now you just use it.
Yeah.
I see a lot of value in it myself as well. Okay.
Yeah, this is something that I think is something that is actually very easy to do, and every single one of us has the power to do it. And that's what's great about it. It's free. And if you know, apply this into your life, it will help you. And it's something that every single one of us has the power to do. Yeah. Maybe not all of us can afford to take the best supplements out there or join the most expensive gyms, but we can all meditate and practice visualization techniques.
Yeah. And by the way, speaking about supplements, just to segue away, you said something to me off the air earlier about one of my sponsors, Iron Mag Labs. What were you saying?
Yeah, and, you know, coming from me, this is big because I'm not a huge supplement guy. There's a few supplements that I use, you know, glutamine, basic stuff like that. I love the Iron Mag Labs Super DMZ. This is the second time that I've used it. The first time I thought, okay, perhaps it was placebo effect. I'm going to try it again. And I'm noticing the exact same thing as the first time I took it, immediately, within a few days.
Like, what do you notice when you use Super DMZ?
I'm going to tell you right now. Immediately, within a few days, my strength goes up. And I used it for a month, a couple months ago. I'm using it now. I'm going to use it again for a month. Strength goes up within a couple of days. It's almost instant. The pumps that you get in the gym are better. Also, I'm putting weight on. I'm putting steady weight on, but I'm actually getting tighter.
Hmm.
As using it. Now, when I was using it before, I noticed it. When I stopped, I got a little softer. So it's definitely from that, because I don't use a lot of supplements, so I know when something is working. So it's a truly amazing supplement that will help you get bigger and stronger, but actually, you know, harder and leaner at the same time. It's truly an outstanding supplement. I mean, I would love to do anything those guys want me to do. I would hype them up as much as they want for some free product.
After the show, I'm gonna email Rob a link to this particular portion of the interview. I mean, you said it to me off the air, and I thought, well, let me go ahead. I mean, they are a sponsor of mine, so there's nothing, no harm in, but I mean, you really like it, huh?
Yeah, and you know, obviously I'm sponsored by Species, and you know, it's not a conflict of interest. Species has no products like that at all. You know, and you know, this is something that I've recommended to other people, and I truly am impressed by this product. I
mean, how many, now they're 10 milligram capsules. How many a day are you taking?
I'm just doing one in the morning and one at night.
One before bed, in other words?
I do basically at the quote unquote breakfast and dinner meals. So say I'm taking one at 9 in the morning, I take one around 9 at night, about 12 hours apart, just so I have it even in my system at all times.
Now, do you have any, does this give you a central nervous system stim where you can't sleep well?
Nope.
Nothing like that?
Nope.
And no, obviously no water retention, because you're talking about it making you tighter.
No. If anything, it may be causing some, intracellular water retention, you know, extra better pumps I've noticed while I'm on it. But it's actually improved my appearance. So it's nothing. I can't think of any negatives.
Now, this is actually a methylated oral pro-hormone, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which means that there may be some hepatic stress. So do you do anything to thwart off any hepatic stress, or you just run it for a month? Because most people run it for longer than a month usually, right?
So what I do is I take Live 52 year-round anyway.
Okay.
And what I do is I will take a little bit extra dosage while I'm on it, and I'm only running it for a month, and then I'm going to run it for a month off, which is really not enough time to really do any kind of, like,
I, you know, what I was thinking was Bill Robertson, you know what I'm talking about? The guy who used to write about anabolic steroids. He was the guy who started promoting that whole 2 week on, 2 week off cycle thing, so you never have to shut down your HPTA.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if you could run it for 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off, 2 weeks on over the course of 6 weeks and get similar results just over a longer period of time. How much muscle do you put on when you use it?
Well, I will say that I started it Monday of last week. So it's only been 8 days. And when I started it on Monday last week, I was 247. And this morning I am 254.
Wow.
So I'm 7 pounds, and I truly look harder and tighter.
Wow.
And I'll tell you, last time when I stopped it, I noticed after about a week, actually, about a 5-6 pound weight loss. So it's definitely truly effective.
So, but you had a net weight gain as a result of it, obviously, right?
Oh yeah, yes. Definitely.
So the last time you ran a month cycle, what was your net weight gain? Would you estimate?
It's tough to say, because the first time I ran it, it was around the time when I got very sick, and I truly lost so much weight.
Yeah, I remember that.
when I had that mono that I think that my results were a little bit skewed because of that. So this will give me a better way to really judge it. But I would say in a month I probably kept a good 5 pounds or so from what I got out of it.
Okay, and last but not least, Super Droll has gotten like a really heavy negative rap on some of the boards for side effects. Do you notice any side effects?
No.
None at all. And
increased sex drive, which to me is a positive, always a positive. So.
Right. Okay. All right, so interesting. Okay, Super DMZ, go to Iron Mag Labs. No, better yet, go to superhumanradio.com and click the Iron Mag Labs banner ad to get your bottle of Super DMZ today. PJ, we have to take our last commercial break. When we come back, we'll wrap up the show, okay?
Yep.
All right, sit tight. We'll be back in just a moment.
PJ Braun knows how to get in shape and stay in shape. He's appeared in numerous bodybuilding and fitness magazines, and now he's ready to help you. Whether you're a man or a woman, PJ Braun has the expertise to help you reach your goals faster and easier than ever before. Utilize his one-on-one distance training services, and your friends will want to know what your secret is, but we'll never tell. Services are affordable and customizable to suit your individual needs. Nutrition, training, and supplementation are all covered. Stop spinning your wheels and start building the body that you've always dreamed of. Go to PJBraun.com today. That's PJBraun.com.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at ironmaglabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to ironmaglabs.com today. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. PJ, are there any must-have supplements that people need to take in order to make that 80% outside the gym, other than Super DMZ, I mean?
I'm very basic with my supplements. I like a fish oil product. I use obviously species products, but I'm a big advocate of a good mineral supplement. It should be magnesium, calcium, vitamin D based product. I myself don't take a multivitamin, but it's not something that I think is
essential, although, you know, most of the GNCs and vitamin shops are going to brainwash the people out there into thinking that it's the most important thing. I think there's more individualized vitamins that are actually more important. You know, vitamin B, high dose vitamin D. I'm a D3 guy. You actually got me turned on to the D3 in high dosages.
Right.
I prefer high dose glucosamine and MSM. I truly feel works. So whether it's psychosomatic or not, I've beaten the crap out of my body for years. You know, I've been training for 17 years now. I have all kinds of, you know, joint and connective tissue problems, and I notice a difference when I'm taking glucosamine and MSM versus when I actually stop taking it and getting lazy with it. It definitely helps with range of motion and soreness in the joints. So I think anybody that's training hard could benefit from that as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Vegetable oils actually would help with that muscle soreness as well, too, believe it or not.
Yeah, because it reduces inflammation to a certain degree.
Yeah, so, I mean, these are just minor things. I like a high-dose glutamine post-workout. I know Palumbo is completely against that, but I find that...
Tell me, why is he completely against it?
He says that all the glutamine studies are done intravenous.
That's so true.
You know, so to be just ingesting it, you know, through a dietary standpoint is pointless. But I can tell you that when used in a very high dose, I use 20 grams post-workout. It definitely helps recovery. Without a doubt, it helps recovery. Cycle on and off is definitely something that's tried and true. But, you know, I don't really push a lot of supplements. I've tried everything over the years. I think that certain people have specific needs, and in which case then they would need certain supplements. I actually worked with a nutritionist who was a PhD, and he's a really brilliant guy. It was actually showing me all these studies that show that, you know, most of the vitamins that you would get out in regular stores are actually all crap. You know, that's a very, very interesting, considering that it's a $1 billion industry now.
But are they crap because they don't have in them what they're supposed to have, or why is he coming to that conclusion?
Inferior sources, and most of the products, I don't want to use the names of the big chains because, you know, that's right.
Suicide. But,
they're getting bulk materials that are not high quality materials, and actually there was a study from one very big company that showed 99, if people knew the company, it would blow their mind, 99% of their vitamins showed traces of pesticides and fecal matter in their product.
Ooh. Not a good thing. Not a good thing at all.
So, you know, that's something that's, you know, very interesting as well. But, you know, while we have time, I want to make sure that people realize that there are some great, you know, out-of-the-gym therapeutic techniques that will carry over into your training. And this is something that I've always had a passion for, is finding you know, therapeutic techniques that can help, you know, increase your results in the gym. It could be as simple as, you know, a whirlpool or a sauna or a steam room, you know, to as advanced as active release treatment, like I'm a big advocate of, you know, different forms of massage therapies, acupuncture, you know, chiropractic. You know, there's all kinds of different therapies that you can get outside of the gym that I think can carry over and really help you out in the gym quite a bit.
You know, people won't spend money on some of these things. That's the thing that's funny to me. You know, like I belong to Massage Envy. I try to get a massage every so often. I haven't been doing it as much lately because I've been working so much.
Mm-hmm.
But massage is really fantastic. But I'll tell you what I'm opposed to. Over the years, I've kind of gotten this religion. I'm totally opposed to the deep tissue massage now. I go in and I tell the masseuse, I want a relaxing massage. I want you to put me to sleep. I don't want to be gasping for breath in pain as you dig your fingers into my hamstrings. I don't like those kind of massages, because I've come to this conclusion that those types of massages cause injuries. And look, PJ, if you were sitting down relaxed and I kicked you in the quad or the hamstring, that would hurt you, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, what's the difference if somebody is digging their fingers into your quad or your hamstring? What's the difference? It's going to hurt you. And so,
well, the only thing, the only argument that I have to that is that sometimes when you have an old injury that has some scar tissue built up, a regular relaxing massage isn't going to get deep enough to actually break down that scar tissue. And what happens is you get somewhat dead spots, or as a massage therapist will call it, dead tissue areas, which are not going to get as much blood flow. And it takes some deep tissue and massage to break that stuff down.
Yeah, and I understand that, but I feel like that kind of work needs to be done not by a masseuse.
No, you need a specialist for that.
Yeah, somebody who really knows, what is it called? Active
release treatment. The person that I go to is a master. I'd like to get him on here, actually, of biomechanics. He's a doctor, and what he does is painful. It's not enjoyable in any way, but it's actually saved my career, especially from some of the bad injuries that I've had.
Yeah, I know. We've talked about that, actually, when we did the show on training shoulders after injuries. You talked about that. I mean, that that's the kind of person it takes. Not the average masseuse. You go into a masseuse and you tell them to do deep tissue massage. If they're not really well versed on how to do that properly, they will injure you. Because
a regular masseuse is great for just relaxing techniques.
Bingo.
And stuff like that.
Bingo. And that's what I go for now. When I go to a regular masseuse, I just want a relaxing massage. I tell them I want to be asleep by the time you're done. And that gives me such great, I mean, I'm so relaxed after that, it just releases all the tension in my body. And that, to me, that's better.
I will schedule my massages for an off day from the gym, because you're so relaxed afterwards, you don't want to go work out. You just feel like, just relaxing for the rest of the day.
What do you think about massage after you've trained? Because that's what I usually do on Fridays. After I train, that's when I go for my massage.
I've tried it both ways. I've tried it before and after, and I've found pros to each one. I think after you train is probably the smarter thing to do. I think you can be so relaxed that you can hurt yourself by doing massage first. I have found that by doing massage first, it actually helps with your range of motion, because it loosens you up quite a bit.
Uh-huh.
So that's a benefit for doing massage first. At the same time, you're so relaxed that you may not put in the same effort. But, post-workout, when you're all swollen and tight and stiff, the relaxation technique of a good massage can really help your recovery as well.
Yeah, absolutely. PJ, you got anything exciting coming up?
Do I have anything exciting coming up? Well, we're into the season now, so I'd be doing more traveling for the national level shows. I believe that the next show I will be at will be the New York Pro, which is in May.
Cool.
This is where we, the top level guys, if you have a sponsor, you're going to be traveling around more often.
Right.
I'm looking forward to July. We have the Hartford Europa, which was a pretty big success last year, and I'm actually going to be covering that show for RX Muscle, which will be fun for me. It'll be the first time I've actually covered a show myself. Usually I'm the sidekick to Dave and Aaron. I might have Aaron with me, but I know that it's the same weekend as USA's, so I will be kind of in charge, which will be pretty fun for me.
Cool. Very, very cool. And
yeah.
So you're not going to be competing anytime in the near future, it sounds like.
I'm focused right now on making good gains, because I'm finally healthy. My business, of course, is always my top priority. But I do want to compete this year. I think it'll probably be at the Nationals. I need to talk to the powers that be and see if it's necessary for me to requalify. Hopefully it's not, because I'd rather just put it all into one show. And most likely, that would be at the Nationals at the end of this year.
Cool. Very, very cool. And I will absolutely email Rob DiMaggio over at Iron Mag Labs and tell him about the fine work you did here today talking about Super DMZ. I mean, I got to be honest with you. He asked me if I wanted a bottle a while ago, and I was like, nah, I don't want to fool around with that. But now all of a sudden I'm thinking, I could run it for 2 weeks at low dose, like 20 milligrams a day, and that's not going to – it's not going to make my lipid profiles change dramatically. And if it's if I run 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off.
I mean, you know how we are. Most bodybuilders, will always take more. And all I have done has been the recommended dose on the bottle. It says to take 1 to 2 capsules a day. I've been taking 2 a day and getting fantastic results.
Yeah, I'm going to try it. I'm definitely going to try it. I appreciate
I think you like it. I really do.
All right, so look, PJ, always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you.
And hope you and Piglet are doing well.
Yes, yes. Piglet's been very, very good lately.
Good, good. And much success to you and your and your travels and working with the athletes out there and all that sort of stuff. Keep us posted, okay?
Thank you very much, Carl.
All right, take care, PJ.
Take care.
All right, so there you have it. Another episode of Superhuman Radio is completed. We got another great show for you tomorrow. You're not going to want to miss that. I want to thank my guests today, Judith McGeary from Farm and Ranch Freedom Alliance. Visit farmandranchfreedom.org to learn more about what we can do to fight against GMO and save raw milk. And, of course, PJ Braun coming on and sharing his wisdom and success with us. We'll see everybody tomorrow.